Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord on this beautiful Easter morning? Amen. Yeah, praise His name. No question this morning, Christ is risen from the grave. Thank you, Redon. We'll try that again. Christ is risen from the grave. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we do want to just take a moment here and just make mention this morning of small groups. We've been working on trying to get small groups going for some time, and praise the Lord and thank Him. It's finally coming together. And so the third Sunday of each month, we're going to have various small groups. It's going to be meeting at 6 o'clock, and then we do have a small group that will be meeting on Wednesday, and then one that's going to be meeting in the home of Don and Terry Kerr. And so the sign-up sheets are in the foyer, and they have information there at the top of who that leader is. And so there's going to be a crochet group for those who love to crochet, or if you want to learn to crochet, that would be an opportunity for you. There's going to be a women's study group that's going to be meeting. There's going to be a young adult group, and that's the one that's going to be meeting at Don and Terry's. And there's going to be a prayer group. Let's see, there's others. I know we're going to have a care group coming. We're also going to be having a discipleship group coming. But if you would take a moment on your way out this morning, there's a table there with sign-up sheets. Look at those groups that we're pulling together. And we encourage you to sign up for one of them if the Lord would give you that notion to do so. And we know that He'll bless you for that time of fellowship you'll spend with other believers. And we just want to rejoice and come together in community and in fellowship. But this morning we're gathered here to worship and to praise the risen Savior. It's hard to believe that the 6 weeks of Lent have come and gone. And we challenged you some weeks ago to give up something for the Lord. So whatever you gave up, if it's okay, you can return to that. If it's chocolate, some of you just can't wait to get a piece of chocolate or a cup of coffee or whatever that is. And so you've done well. Praise the Lord. And I hope that those moments of sacrifice and spending extra time with the Lord has been a powerful time for you this Easter season. But we come today to celebrate the risen Lord. And so Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Yes, He is. The grave could no longer hold Him. Praise His name. We might pause for a moment and think about the grave. Is there anything this morning so confining, so dark, so disturbing as to be a sealed grave? I know we're here on resurrection morning to focus on the open and the empty grave of our Lord and Savior. Yet I believe it will serve our faith well if we do not rush past the closed grave too quickly. Our tendency is to hurry past "it is finished," the final words of Jesus on the cross of Calvary, on our way to "He is risen." But the grave that stands between these two truths, I believe, deserve a little bit of our attention this morning. And to help us with that thought, we find over in Romans chapter 6, verse 4, some words of the Apostle Paul. I appreciate this morning, as we go to the Bible, that you would stand for the reading of the Word. Romans chapter 6, verse 4 this morning. Just one verse that so powerfully describes for us this thought that I think we should consider this morning. Not only of the fact that Christ is crucified and risen, but that we too can be risen in new life. Romans 6:4 shares with us, "Therefore we are buried with Him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. Join us in a word of prayer. Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come to you this morning, we are so excited to be able to gather together, to be able to worship our risen Savior, to celebrate life. And Lord, we are so thankful for all that you have done for us. And Lord, that what you're going to continue to do for us. But as we gather in these few moments, Lord, can we consider for just a little while the moments between it is finished and He is risen. And Lord, that you would stir our heart and we would think for a moment, who is it that is in the grave with us? And so, Lord, I ask that your word would find lodging in our heart, strength for tomorrow, and hope for the coming weeks. Lord, we thank you for all that you do. We ask once again that you allow us to come under the anointing of the Holy Spirit that allows for the preaching of the word. Lord, if we stand in need of anything today, it is you. Lord, we ask for your blessings upon these moments. We ask in the powerful and wonderful name of our risen Lord. Amen. You may be seated this morning. I want us to consider for just a little while this morning, as we journey to the celebration of the resurrection of Christ, to consider who is in the grave with you. Hopefully this morning, if you're here, you're not dead yet. Amen. Wondering there for just a moment, but some of us are here anyway. But I'd like for us to consider that thought. In fact, Paul addresses this issue for just a moment. So our first consideration this morning I want us to think about is what Paul states in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. And he says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preach to you, which also you received and which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for your sins according to the Scripture, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scripture." And what we'll understand is Paul counts Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection as a first of all kind of thing. Never before, never again. Jesus died on the cross for everyone. The sacrificial lamb, never to be sacrificed again. Buried. Risen, never again. Christ was a first of all kind of thing. And therefore, it's best to not rush past the burial, especially on this glorious Easter morning, simply because the grave is proof that our Savior died. There are actually some thoughts and opinions in the world today that Jesus didn't really die. That's absurd. He was crucified by the Romans. In fact, Roman soldiers knew what dead was. Guarantee you. The grave is proof that our Savior died. The burial leaves no doubt that Jesus was dead. The tomb where they laid him demonstrates the high price Jesus paid for our salvation. As Romans 6:23 would remind us, that the wages of sin is death. For our redemption, Jesus had to die. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. You would discover that Jesus himself underscored the importance of his own burial over in Matthew chapter 26, 6 through 13, as a woman comes with a vase of costly perfume and pours that perfume on his feet and dries them with her hair. He commended the woman who anointed him with expensive ointment days before his death. Amazing enough, the disciples were upset when they saw this. They considered it an extravagant waste. And so when we die and are buried, we are cut off from the land of the living. As the prophet Isaiah once put it in Isaiah 53:8, he was taken from prison and from judgment. And who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people, he was stricken. Of course, Isaiah speaking in regard to the prophecy of the coming of the Messiah, that he'd be taken from the living. Just as you and I someday are going to be taken from the land of the living. And we'll enter death's door and into the darkness of the grave. Yet this morning, who will remember us 70 or 80 years after we die? That's probably not a pleasant thought on this Easter morning, is it? This thought of death. The grave. But it is this reason that our Lord's burial is important to us. It's an especially important thing on this morning, Easter morning. This day of all days reminds us that Jesus will fulfill His promise to each of us that we find in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 55 through 57, that simply says, O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law, but thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Truth is, the burial of Jesus is such a sweet part of the gospel, because it reminds us that we are not alone in the grave. We are not alone in death. Jesus has gone that way before us. As we face death and the grave, we are not alone. I ran across this little story I'd like to share with you from an old Alfred Hitchcock Presents TV show. Some of you are probably old enough to remember that show, and some of you may not be, but there was times he shared some interestingly funny yet creepy scenarios. And this just speaks so well to the thought this morning. So this story was about a woman in prison who became good friends with one of the prison caretakers. When a prisoner would die, the caretaker would ring a bell, put the body in a casket, and nail it shut. Then, placing the casket on a wagon, he would take it to the graveyard outside the prison walls and bury the corpse in the casket. Knowing this routine, the woman devised an escape plan and shared it with her friend, the caretaker. The next time the bell rings, she proposed, I'll leave my cell and sneak into the coffin with the dead body. You nail the lid shut and take the coffin outside the prison. Bury the coffin, she continued, and because there will be enough air for me to breathe for some time, you can come back to the graveyard that night, dig up the coffin, and set me free. This gets interesting. The caretaker agreed to the plan. One day the prisoner heard the death bell ring. She arose, walked down the hallway, found the coffin containing the dead body, and climbed inside. She soon heard the pounding of hammer and nails. She felt the coffin lift onto the wagon and taken to the graveyard. After the dirt was poured on the coffin, she began to giggle out loud. I'm free. I'm free. Feeling curious. Catch this, you have to. Feeling curious, she lit a match to identify the prisoner beside her. In the light of that match, she discovered she was lying next to the dead caretaker. In classic Alfred Hitchcock fashion, the final scenes fade as we hear the woman screaming, 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 and then silence. You know what? It pays to know ahead of time who you might be buried alongside with. We ask today, who's in the grave with you? So let's strike a match, if we could. The match of the gospel. And see who is in the grave with us. Here's this powerful verse in Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Therefore, we were buried with Him through baptism into death. That just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, we also should walk in the newness of life. Who's in the grave with you? Romans chapter 4, verse 6 says that Jesus can be in the grave with us because we are buried with Him through baptism unto death. And so, today, if you know Christ as Savior, we are buried with Christ. If we are buried with Christ, we are raised with Christ to the newness of life. Because of the tomb is empty today, because Christ is risen, you and I can have newness of life, raised from death to sin, and someday raised from death to life. Do you remember the words of John the Baptist? The words describing Jesus and His mission? 1 John chapter 1, 29. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Christ, the Lamb of God, took our sins. He took them to the grave. Those sins are forever buried, forever gone. Christ is your Savior. First Corinthians chapter 15 once again says to us in verses 56 and 57, "The sting of death is sin. And the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." I want you to know this morning the grave could not hold onto the body of Jesus. Death could not defeat our Savior. The grave could not and will not hold on to anyone who is in Christ. death will not defeat those who are in Christ. Who is in the grave with you? Jesus. I hope, I pray He is crucified, dead, buried, risen. All this for us and for our salvation. Note if you would this morning, this is the gospel. This is the good news. The truth that conquers our most fundamental fear. The fear of death. The grave of Jesus has sanctified death and the grave for all who believe. There's victory today over death. If we are buried with Christ, we are raised with Christ. For us, the grave is the doorway into our Savior's presence and eternal life. The death that once cut us off from the land of the living is now the entryway through the torn veil of Jesus, flesh into heaven, where the resurrected Christ has gone before us. Knowing this, we are able to shout in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, church, Christ is risen. And because Christ is risen, you and I have the opportunity to be risen out of sin and death into new life. Life in Christ and life eternally with Christ, all because of the cross and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. And so I'd have to ask you an important question this morning, if I may. I wonder today, who is in the grave with you? Is it the caretaker? Or the risen Savior? Is it the caretaker? Or the risen Savior? I pray it's the risen Savior. But oh, if it's not, it can be. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The grave could not hold the Savior. If you are buried with Him, you'll be raised with Him. Let's stand together this morning. As we're standing, the Smiths are going to come and they're going to share what I believe is a very powerful song, one of my favorites. At least that's the plan. I want you to think about this morning, who's in the grave with you. Listen to the words, sing along, but know beyond the shadow of a doubt that Christ is risen. And if we are buried with Christ, we will be raised with Christ.